Good morning. Glad to see everybody here this morning. It's every time I get up here, it's weird to hear myself so loud in the speakers. It's awkward. But anyway, I'd like to thank everybody for being here this morning. We know that you had a choice. I know you've heard me say that before, and we're so glad that you chose to be with us. It says something about you. It says something about your character. As many of you know, we're still in the midst of searching for a preacher. So far, we've had 4 Skype interviews, and of those interviews, 3 of them we're looking at a little more seriously. Only one of them is not going to be a good fit for us. We also, this Thursday, we'll be interviewing one more, and we'll see how that goes. So things are moving forward. Things are looking good, and I really appreciate everybody who's on the search committee. That's no joke. It's a time commitment. And the emails, I can't tell you. I probably have 500 or 600 emails from that group that have just gone around for part of the conversation and who we feel is a good fit and who's not a good fit and why and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, that's kind of an update where we are on the preacher search. This morning I want to talk a little bit about being worthy, what it is to be worthy. And so we'll start out here. We'll look at Ephesians 4:1. Walk in a manner worthy of the calling in which you have been called. Let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. Walk in a manner worthy of God. May God make you worthy of His calling and fulfill every resolve for every good work of faith by His power. So what's this look like? What does this being worthy, walking worthily, look like? Well, I would say that it's not easy to start with, but I would also say that it has to do with you. When somebody looks at you, do they see the world in you, or are you reflecting Christ? Are you reflecting Christ's life? Are you reflecting God in your life? Are you using your skills or your gifts that God has given you to glorify God? For example, If I was a web guru, right? If I was one of those guys that could make web pages that would just astound you, am I using that ability to make web pages that are astounding folks towards God? If I am a simple clerk, a checkout clerk somewhere, do I smile when I'm doing my transactions? And do I tell people, God bless you, at the end of the transaction? Now, I understand that some businesses aren't going to let you get away with that for very long. But if you can get away with it, are you doing it? Those little things that you do in your life, those acknowledging how you react when people come up to you and just do something that infuriates you, do you just want to turn around and kick them? Or do you display God in you? Do you display Jesus' actions in your actions with grace? But like I said in the beginning, this is hard. This is very hard because we have a media that is telling us we're not worthy. So even when you do those things that you feel like you should be doing, even when you use those skills that God's given you the way that you should be using them, there's still this nagging thing in the back of your head. That's what the world's telling us. The world's telling us we're losers. The world is telling us we're losers. I don't know how many times I've quit watching the news, to be honest with you. I catch very little bits and pieces when major events happen in our life. So what do we have? We have the media. The media is telling us every day that we don't measure up. And then the media is getting worse and worse as the days go by. And then we have these newfangled things that only affect the young kids, right? Facebook, we have Pinterest, we have Twitter, all of that kind of stuff. That's not something we had to worry about in the past. But as you go through that, every time we're being told we're not worthy. People that you trust, or maybe you don't trust, but Dr. Phil telling you you're fat. You'll start believing it after a while. The media wants you to believe that your teeth are not good the way that God gave them to you, so you got to make them white, and you got to make them straight, and you got to spend a whole bunch of money to do that. You know, when I was a kid, my mom used to cut my hair. But you know what? Have some kid tell his friends now that his mom cuts his hair, you go right back to being a loser. It's unfortunate, because all of these skills, we now need professionals to do for us. We can't do it for ourselves anymore. We're always being told we're not smart enough. We're not pretty enough. We're not skinny enough. And we're just not good enough. You know what this comes from? This comes from the media. This comes from a media who is trying to figure out how to sell you the latest and greatest whiz-bang products. And we've gone through, since the television in the 50s, of constantly being bombarded with this, you're not good. You need to change your hairstyle. Your hair's straight, it needs to be curly. Your hair's curly, it needs to be straight. It always needs to be something that yours is not. I want to take a look at it from a different perspective. I want to take a look at what God is telling us through His Scripture. Because that's what's important. Not what the world thinks about me, not what the talking head on TV is thinking about me, but what does God tell me that He's thinking about me? Let's take a look at Romans 5, verses 6 through 8. You see, just when the time was right, when we were still powerless, Christ died for our ungodliness. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person some might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrated His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. What is that saying? That's telling me that God loves me. God loves us. I don't care what the world's telling you. Don't even worry about the world's telling you. Worry about this. God loves us. Let's take a look at Matthew 10, 29 through 31. Are not sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall from the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs on your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore. You are more valuable than many sparrows. Your life has value. Your life has so much value that God was willing to send His only Son here for us. That's valuable. I can't even imagine giving up either of my sons for somebody else, for that matter. But God knows every hair on our head. Where as I get older, the hairs in my ears, or the hairs that are trying to sneak out of my nose. God knows all of them. And He knows us that well. We are valued by God. 1 Corinthians 6:20. For you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. That goes back to what we were talking about in the very beginning. That walking worthily. That's a glorifying of God. When people see you, do they see God? Do they see somebody acting like Jesus? Do they see a Christian? Or do they just see somebody else in the world? Do they know? Your closest friends should know. But what about other people that you work with that you don't know that well? What about your neighbors? Do they know your convictions? Do they know about you? Have you told them? If we walk that way, then we are worthy. If we let people know about us, and we let people know about Jesus, and we let people know what we believe and why we believe, and just give them the gospel, you're walking a life that's worthy. Ephesians 1:7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. That's his grace. That's not our grace. We can't earn it. We can't work our way there. But we have been redeemed. We are forgiven. And that's something that we can't forget. You need to always remember that. Don't get so caught up in what's going on in the world that you forget about the way God feels about us. You going to believe the world and be a loser? Or are you going to believe God? Television, the internet, and all of that is just beating us up on a daily basis. And it's a choice as to what we want to believe. It truly is a choice. I could listen to AM talk every day, and that radio, what I hear, that will slowly sink into my brain, and I will become a very paranoid individual because that's all you hear on the AM talk radio. And it doesn't matter which side you're listening to. You could listen to the extreme right or you could listen to the extreme left. Both of them are talking about it's the end of times, how bad things are, how it could never be any better. I don't know. Turn your minds back to the things that were going on in Rome in the first century. Things are pretty bad then. And I don't know about you, but I'm not being chased down and persecuted for my beliefs. In this country, we're allowed to believe what we want to believe, even if you're the only one believing it. That's something that the freedoms that we have here. So it's definitely not as bad as it could be. Now, throughout the world, the last time I spoke, not everybody has that freedom. So we have to remember those that the voice of the martyr talks about. Those folks, it's much harder for them to walk that life that's worthy of Christ. For us, it's relatively easy, and it's a relatively easy choice. It's just hard to do. It's really hard to do. When you're driving down a road and somebody pulls out in front of you, and you know you're in the right, you're in the lanes, you're where you're supposed to be. But that person comes creeping up even after the access lane is done, merging. Even after they get past you, what do you do? What do you do? Do you get all frustrated inside? Do you start burning inside? Little smoke starts rolling out of your ears? Or do you sit back and you go, that person must be in a hurry for something. Right? What do you do? How do your actions move you? Because what's going on inside you is what's being displayed outside you. So if that person cutting you off makes you angry and makes you ugly face and you just grip that steering wheel really tight, well, what's going to happen when somebody cuts you off with a shopping cart? Right? Somebody comes around the corner and bangs into you. What's your first reaction? Oh, I'm sorry. That's what I try to do. Not everybody does that. Some people just push through. They grip and grin it. They have that ugly look on their face. So are we working towards being worthy? I think the Bible tells us pretty blatantly that we are worthy. I think God values us to the point where we are worthy. Are our actions following through with what God's worth to us is? That's really the good question. That's the hard question. Don't believe in what Satan's telling us. Satan is using multimedia. Satan is using commercials. Satan is using anything he can use to put that doubt in our mind. And as soon as you have a little bit of doubt, he's going to drive a wedge right in there. And once that wedge starts getting driven in, it's going to get worse and worse until we get to the point to where we can either succumb to it or we overcome it somehow. Now, how do you think that we can overcome that? For me, part of overcoming it was turning off a lot of the news, because that was poisoning my brain. I don't do a whole lot of TV, so I don't see a whole lot of the commercials that are out now. I have people at work that have to come show me certain funny commercials on their phone, because I don't even watch that much anymore. We do a lot of movies, that kind of thing. So we have a choice over what we're bringing in. And I think it's a conscious decision to how are you going to act? I think you need to think that through before it happens. How are you going to act when? Right? So what's on the inside comes out. You smash your thumb with a hammer, what's on the inside is going to come out. If you have godly thoughts in you most of the time, what's going to come out is ouch. If you don't have godly thoughts in you and your brain is always not where it needs to be, that's not what's going to come out. And what's that thing that comes out that shouldn't come out? Everybody around you just saw it. Are you still worthy? I know it wasn't a long lesson, and I know that we have food waiting for us, and I hope they had enough time to get it warmed up, because we are a little bit short. But anyway, that's the lesson I have for you. It's not rocket science. How our actions are ours. We control it. Don't let the media tell you you're bad. Don't let the media tell you you're not good enough. Don't let Satan drive that wedge in you. Instead, pay attention to what's in the scripture. Turn to the Bible. Turn to God's word when you need that uplifting. And if you dwell on God's word, when you smash that thumb, ouch is what's going to come out. If there's anything we can do for you today, maybe you just need somebody to pray with you. Maybe you need to sit down and talk to somebody about some struggles that you're going through. Maybe you just want to talk to me about the struggles that I go through. I don't know. Whatever it happens to be, would you come now as we stand and sing?